Chinese man. You tell him about sadness and sorrow, the love of a man and a
In case you weren't sure about it, it's the Guitar Maniac Show with Jamie and Basil. How's everybody doing out there? What's up, Bass?
What's up, Jamie? How are you?
I'm fantastic. Ready to do another killer show. Very eclectic show. We're going to play some B-52s, some Hollies, a really cool number from the Brothers Johnson. We're all over the place on this show bringing you really unique and amazing artists, great guitar players.
Yeah, great sounds on these guitar players, just like that last one, Ride the Tiger. Awesome playing on that, huh, Jane?
That guy is awesome.
Yeah, he really does some tricks in the end. He puts his nail on the string and rides it all the way up. He's doing
a little
some...
ahead of his time.
Yeah, a little ahead of his time.
That's Craig Chiquiso playing lead guitar on the track, penned by Paul Kantner for Jefferson Airplane. It's on the album Dragonfly from 1974. Coming up, the Commodores, Brick House. Thomas McClary lead guitar. Check this guy out on the Maniac.
Are back on the Maniac, taking you back to 1977. Brick House, the Commodores, Thomas McClary playing some great guitar on that. Up next, 1979, off the album Bad Girl, this is Donna Summer. Great guitar player, Skunk Baxter, and there's a great lead on this one. Check it out on the Maniac.
Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show. So nice to be with you today. Man, that is a hot track. Donna Summer, Hot Stuff, no pun intended. That album, Bad Girl, sold 8 million copies. It's 1979. I was looking at some of the liner notes. When you've got people like Keith Forsey, Harold Faltermeyer, Giorgio Moroder writing tracks for you and recording the album with you, it's no wonder you end up with something so amazing. Up next, Evelyn Champagne King, Shame. Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show. What a great tune from Evelyn Champagne King. That was Shame. It really is a family affair when you start to break down who the musicians are on all these great tracks. So in this situation, Evelyn King was using a band called Instant Funk, featuring the guitar work of Kim Miller. These guys were also the backing band for the OJs, Curtis Mayfield, Lou Rawls. So you can really understand why it sounds so deep and rich and funky. These guys just tore it up. Coming up next, Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, featuring the guitar work of both Andy Taylor of the Power Station and Eddie Martinez of Run DMC fame on the Guitar Maniac Show.
And we are back on The Maniac. That was Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. I can still see those European models dancing in the background off that video. Brings back a lot of memories. Up next, SOS Band from 1980. Take Your Time, Do It Right on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Let's
On the Guitar Maniac Show. I'm in the studio here with Basil today. Hope you're enjoying the show. That's a really cool guitar player, Robert Spate, playing guitar on that SOS track. That song is sampled so much in so many songs today. It was number one for 4 weeks. Great tune. Coming up next, the incomparable Brian Setzer, bringing his rockabilly mania to the Guitar Maniac Show. Stray Cats, Rock This Town. Check it out.
Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats tearing it up on Rock This Town. Up next, Ricky Wilson wrote this song with Fred Schneider, the lead singer for the B-52s. Ricky, of course, the guitar player who later passed away when Keith Strickland, the drummer, had to fill in for him on guitar, but he was always part of the songwriting family for the B-52s. This is Rock Lobster on the Maniac.
Beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. What's a rock? Lobster!
we all had matching towels on the Guitar Maniac show. Steve Lukather towels, Eddie Van Halen towels, and Jimmy Page towels. Just kidding. Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac show. I really like the punk edge and energy of that guy's playing on that song. It's kind of almost like the Knack or the Romantics. There's a whole bunch of guys, they play these little motifs and they're tight and they're funky and they're cool, and that guy Ricky Wilson definitely had something. Coming up, the Beatles, No Introduction Required. Another beautiful piece of music from George Harrison. Coming up, The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, featuring Tony Hicks on lead guitar. Check it out on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Way It's a long, long road.
On the Maniac, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother by the Hollies, classic tune. Up next, the Brothers Johnson with a classic tune called Stomp. Check it out.
Let's blast.
Brothers Johnson tearing it up, making for a great close to this edition of the Guitar Maniac Show.
You can always catch the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at ArtemisRecords.net. You can get the Guitar Maniac Show on demand at ArtemisRecordsRadio.com. If you'd like to write to the show, you can write us at ArtemisRecords@gmail.com or write the Guitar Maniac Show at gmail.com.
For Twitter, it's at GuitarManiacSHW. Guitar Maniac SHW. So go ahead and send us your tweets. Let us know what you're thinking. Send us your music. Coming up to close the show, Andy Summers and the Police. This is Can't Stand Losing You on the Maniac.
Guitar Maniac Show is brought to you by Artemis Records, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live from Hollywood. You can catch the broadcast at ArtemisRecords.net and ArtemisRecordsRadio.com. The Guitar Maniac Show is sole property of Artemis Records. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without express written consent is prohibited.